said, "This is NPR News."
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. There's a good chance you know who wrote that one. Yes, music by George Friedrich Händel and a hornpipe in D major from his collection of water music. Andrew Manzi was conductor of the ensemble La Stravaganza here on Kansas Public Radio, as we're off and running on another hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you. For this noon hour, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra has music of Brahms and the famous Academic Festival Overture, which we'll enjoy a bit later alongside music by Edvard Grieg, one of the sonatas for violin and piano, just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz, 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. We will continue with music by composer Johann Pachelbel. Something other than his famous canon in D major, he wrote other stuff as well, such as this, Aria with Variations. Reinhard Goebel leads the members of Musica Antiqua Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. Aria with Variations in A major by Johann Pachelbel, performed by Musica Antiqua Cologne under conductor Reinhard Goebel on Kansas Public Radio. 12:22 is the time, and in the second half of the hour we await the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with the Academic Festival Overture, fun music from Johannes Brahms. That'll be before the hour is through. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. And the Topeka Symphony, presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring sound, echo, and silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. It's 75 degrees here at the KU campus, sunny skies at the moment. It's about as warm as it's expected to get for this afternoon. Tonight should be clear with a low of 53, and much the same story for tomorrow, a sunny day with temperatures in the mid-70s. Next on KPR, we're with violinist Dmitri Sitkovetsky, pianist Bela Davidovich, together for the third violin sonata by Edvard Grieg on Kansas Public Radio. Edvard Grieg's third violin sonata, played by Dmitri Sitkovetsky, along with pianist Bela Davidovich, on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is 12:47 and a little over 10 minutes from now. NPR News with our next update of headlines. More classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car or truck or motorcycle? You can always donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up, and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra is with us next, and the music is by Johannes Brahms, the famous Academic Festival Overture, next on KPR. It's called that because this was music that was composed for an occasion where Brahms was honored by the University of Breslau in Poland, awarding him with an honorary doctorate in, of all things, philosophy, something that Haydn would have been perfectly content to just acknowledge with a simple handwritten note. But the university wanted more of a spectacle, with a grand ceremony and an award presented to Brahms in person, And also, by the way, they wanted to know if he could compose the music for this occasion, which he ended up doing in the summer of 1880, composing the following concert overture. This overture, which has since become synonymous with academic excellence and scholarly achievement, what did Brahms base it on? College drinking songs, of course. Here's Andre Previn with the Royal Philharmonic and the Academic Festival Overture on Kansas Public Radio. The Academic Festival Overture by Johannes Brahms from 1880. Andre Previn led the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra here on KPR, where it's about time for NPR News. The piano concerto of Mili Balakirev coming up in the next hour. Listen for election coverage here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A lively scherzo for orchestra, music composed by Gustav Holst, performed by the London Philharmonic, led by Adrian Bolt, on Kansas Public Radio. Where there's a bit more classical music in store for you, I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you. Coming up, we've got the English Northern Philharmonia Orchestra with a concerto from a 19th century Russian composer, not Tchaikovsky, not Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, nor Alexander Borodin, but it was someone with a great influence on all of them and more. The piano concerto of Mili Balakirev. That's coming up in just about 15 minutes' time. Here on Wednesday afternoon, thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. Information at 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. That's CAN with a K. 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. Chamber music of the 18th century next. Music is by the Czech composer Franz Kromer, who was born in the mid-18th century and was a contemporary of Beethoven, and later worked his way to the Kapellmeister position at the Imperial Court of Austria. We'll listen to a quartet of Kromers for oboe, violin, viola, and cello. John Dee is oboe player with the Tantillon Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Musicians of the Tantillon Ensemble, along with oboe player John Dee, in a quartet for oboe, violin, viola, and cello, by 18th-century Czech composer Franz Kromer, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:25. Coming up at the top of the hour, news from NPR. We're enjoying the classics till 3 this afternoon. At 3, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. But the music resumes this evening with Destiny, your host tonight at 7 p.m. Tonight, you'll hear a romantic composer's take on old music, plus Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee, unlike any recording you've heard before, by Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin. Those and other delights with Destiny, your host for classical music tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And I2SKU, developing and researching new technologies, educating technology professionals, and providing service to the region and nation. More at i2s-research.ku.edu. Next on KPR, we bring in a recording of the English Northern Philharmonia and the music by a great 19th century Russian composer, not Tchaikovsky or Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, but a composer who came a little bit earlier in the century and one who had a great influence on a whole raft of 19th century Russian composers, the leader of the so-called Mighty Handful. We'll hear music from Mili Balakirev and his first piano concerto in E-flat major. David Lloyd-Jones leads the English Northern Philharmonia with pianist Malcolm Binns on KPR. Music from the leader of the so-called Mighty Handful of 19th century Russian composers, the first piano concerto of Mili Balakirev. David Lloyd-Jones led the English Northern Philharmonia, along with pianist Malcolm Binns, on KPR. Where it is about 2 p.m. and about time for NPR News, followed by the next hour of classical music, which will bring us some wonderful offerings from the likes of Mozart, Dvorak, French composer Ernest Chausson, that and much more still to come. Classical music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. We're glad you could be part of things here on Kansas Public Radio.
Considered from NPR News.
Be with us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
In time, comply with the court's decision.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. An intermezzo from one of the operas of composer Pietro Mascagni, one that enjoyed a considerable amount of success back in its heyday of 1891. Intermezzo from L'Amico Fritz, or My Friend Fritz, which was the story essentially about a man, a wealthy landowner, who lost his own bet that he would never marry. We listen there to the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Herbert von Karajan, on Kansas Public Radio. Your place for classical music as well as NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson, and in this hour, we'll hear music by Mozart, one of the violin sonatas, and a recent recording of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra with a concert overture from Dvorak called In Nature's Realm. Right now, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra brings us some music by French composer Ernest Chausson, composed in the year of 1897, a symphonic poem that captures the turbulent ebb and flow of a joyful crowd to the poetic calm and silence of the night. They call this one Soir de Fête, or Festive Evening, on Kansas Public Radio. A symphonic poem by French composer Ernest Chausson called Soir de Fête, or Festive Evening, from 1897. We listen to the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:24, and still to come in the second half of the hour, coming up is the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra and their concert overture, a rendition of In Nature's Realm from Antonin Dvorak. That's coming up in just a bit here on KPR. Thanks for being with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, celebrating 25 years of serving the KPR listening area. Class schedule and more information at yogacenterofLawrence.org. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert Sunday, 7 p.m. A film with live orchestra, scratch DJ, and electronic musicians. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Next on KPR is music by Mozart and one of his sonatas for violin. He wrote this one in the summer of 1781, around the time that he was attempting to break with his Salzburg patron and settle permanently in the city of Vienna. Violin Sonata number 24 in F Major, performed by Andrew Smith, our violinist, with Joshua Pierce at the keyboard, on Kansas Public Radio. That was Mozart and his 24th violin sonata from the summer of 1781, played for us by violinist Andrew Smith and pianist Joshua Pierce on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:42 and almost 3 o'clock, and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News at that time. Classical music continues this evening. Destiny is your host from 7 to 9 p.m. Just a quick note for any of you who might be interested in enjoying some live music. There is a performance tomorrow evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. of the Opus 76 Quartet. They'll be in Kansas City tomorrow evening with a concert, Haydn at the Museum, which is a guided journey through the complete works of Haydn for a string quartet. This is taking place at the Kansas City Museum at 30 West Pershing Road in Kansas City tomorrow evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Find out more about this concert by Googling Opus 76 Quartet. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generosity of all donors who help meet annual programming needs. Donation information is at reader.ku.edu. And now we arrive at a fairly recent recording of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. Jan Markel is the conductor for a concert overture written by Antony Dvorak in 1891. This is the first concert in a sort of unofficial trilogy of concerts by Dvorak that were comprised of the themes of nature, life, and love. We'll listen to In Nature's Realm here on Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Jan Markel leading the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra in the concert overture from 1891, In Nature's Realm, by Antony Dvorak, on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is almost 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. More classical music awaits you with Destiny, your host tonight from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Wednesday afternoon.
After a roll closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
Get your election coverage here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 3 o'clock.